And good morning. Can y'all believe it's Thursday? Me and Odie were just discussing that as we got ready to come on. Hope your morning is going well as we get ready for another day. 59 right now as we wait for high of about 83. Now, I got a text earlier said, hey, I thought you said it wasn't going to rain. The forecast calls for mostly sunny skies today. There's basically a slight chance of showers this afternoon, about a 20% chance, and that should be north of 20. So if you're south of that, you ought to be good. But it's a slight chance of showers this afternoon. Now watch it flood. It's Mother Nature that we're dealing with. That's what the forecast is calling for. So that's where we are today. How do you feel? Hopefully good as we begin this together. I see Angie Peacock is up. Miss Becky is there. Miss Joyce, Miss Joy, Bob, Elmer, how are you today? And Matt Green, taking representing the Clarkdale community. Do hope your day is well with that. We got a lot of headlines that are going on nationwide that we'll check in on here in a minute. We'll get into your forecasts and all of that. We'll tell you about some of the quiet things that are coming up at the top of the hour as we get all local and tell you what's going on throughout the area in the state of Mississippi. That's coming up at 7. Let's go to Collinsville now. Let's get a good word, as we always do. Always something good comes out of our friends there at Collinsville Baptist. Let's go there.
The NCAA men's and women's basketball championships have recently wrapped up. At the sound of the last buzzer, the winning team celebrates on the court with lots of confetti and music and hugging and just going crazy. Another thing that happens is the players and coaches get interviewed by the media. It almost never fails. When one of them is asked a question about how they succeeded, they will almost always talk about how their team has overcome adversity during the season. Overcoming was part of their victory. In 1 John 5, verses 4 and 5, the Apostle John speaks to how believers in Christ are really overcomers. He says, "For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God." Every believer is an overcomer. What do we overcome? We overcome all of the wickedness of the world system and all that the devil seeks to use to keep people on the path to hell. How do we overcome this? By putting our faith in Jesus Christ. What we overcome goes much deeper than simple adversity. The devil attacks with purpose and intent. Only those who believe in Jesus will overcome and have victory. And when we win, we can tell others about how God has helped us overcome and share in His victory. Change begins in you.
The Change Begins in You is brought to you in part by Piggly Wiggly of Collinsville, Patrick Allen Companies, Mitchell Tire and Wrecker in Collinsville, and Mowdy Cabinetry. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that, as we always get a good message there. I don't care who you are, this is bad, but sometimes we don't know who makes things and the tie-ins that they have in life. I know you've heard of the where pictures are posted, Flickr. You ever heard of that? There's also an app called Slack. That's pretty big things. The man that made that, his 16-year-old daughter is missing. As they panic on this, and they've put out, and let me just show you this. Daily Mail has posted the postcard about this. California is where it is. The poster is she is missing there. They're looking for her. We do hope that she is found safe. What a tragedy this is to have, no matter who you are, where you live in the United States, something like that happens. 16 years old, missing there in California. We do hope she is found there. Let's see. It's a rarity that you see CNN bash the Biden administration, but they are doing this. And I think each of us know that, it's just not true. Do y'all remember, was it a year ago, maybe 6 months ago, where he said he was a truck driver? Turns out he once rode in a truck. It was 1973. He has once again said that he was a truck driver. Now, that's not true. If you're a passenger and you go for a ride in a rig, you are not a truck driver. Do we really want somebody that tells fibs like that at that office? I mean, if that's okay, what's the next thing to say that it's okay to fib about? Just saying, it's odd. Is it his memory? Is he not guilty and he just doesn't know that he wasn't a truck driver? I can't answer that. I do know something is odd about it. But even CNN scolding him nationally, and that hadn't been done.
Not by CNN.
But, I mean, that tells you just how far it's gone with popcorn and all the stories that we've gotten of he's done. He's like a, what do they call it, a chameleon? Where you adapt.
Chameleon.
Chameleon. I couldn't say the word correctly there.
Granddaddy got eaten by cannibals.
Yes. I almost forgot that wonderful story we learned where his grandfather got eaten by cannibals. And the president of that company, I mean, of that country is going, what are you talking about? I almost see Arnold in the background going, what's up, Willis? You truly, truly cannot make up these stories that happen every day there. Let's see here. More and more things, and I ask these questions on this. More and more every day we get more stories of problems with airplanes. As we see yesterday, a Boeing tried to land, and I'm not picking on Boeing, but they've had their issues here lately, parts falling off and this, that, and the other. They had to abort a landing there. Came in and it couldn't land right and they had to take back off. Can you imagine being on a plane if you've ever been on one and it just won't land right and they have to go back up? It jars you. But my question on all this is, it gotten to the point in America to where we can't find qualified workers and they have gotten into maybe some fields that they shouldn't be. People, they've hired people they shouldn't, and we're having problems like this. If that is the case, we're going to have more and more issues. We cannot dumb down America and let people have jobs that they shouldn't. You have to be qualified to be able to do certain jobs. Why do I say that? A lot of times your life depends upon that. There's reasons that you have qualifications you have to meet. And above all, remember this one. If you work with the public, what is the number one thing? A smile. Start with that and the rest will kind of come naturally. Try that today. It's the latest craze, I'm telling you. Now, I'm going to read you the headline. I'm not going to make a comment on this because I think you as the American public need to make up your own mind of what it is I'm going to read the story. But the gentleman involved in this is Bishop Alan M. Gates. He is the pastor or priest at Cathedral Church of St. Paul in Boston, Massachusetts is where the story comes from. Let me tell you the scene, and then I'll read you the headline, and you can fill in the blanks. He's given a speech, and there's two or three there in front of the church, and a fellow pastor, I think is the word to say it, forgets the lines. He reaches over, and you know the little white piece that's on the collar, he takes it off as a joke and sets it on the counter. On the table in front. Here's the headline. And again, this comes from Daily Mail. It's where this headline that I ran across this morning. It says, moment male Episcopal bishop rips female reverend's collar off for very unchristian reason as she spoke at a LGBT-friendly ceremony emceed by a drag queen. Now again, I'm not adding to that. I'm not going to put any more with it. I'll let you let that sink in, and you too can look up the story. Just Google that. That is, that's a church. As we get into this, each day I see new charges, some shape, form, or way toward Trump and anybody that was near him. It keeps reminding us that some people are scared that there's a possibility that he could be elected president, so they push on, push on. New charges against Mark Meadows and Rudy Giuliani have come up from Arizona this time, as the grand jury has indicted them for trying to overthrow the 2020 election results. That comes to us from, again, Arizona is where that story is from this morning. And what are we going to do on this? This is now spread from New York, Boston, and now we are in Texas as colleges are overrun with these protests. Classes are having to be canceled. People won't go back. People are starting to get hurt. It's unruly. And they're in support of Palestine. somehow or another, I don't think history is being taught in what beliefs are in some areas. There's nothing wrong with a protest if you don't believe in this is America. You should be allowed to have a protest, whether I agree with you or not. But this is getting a little out of hand. And again, if colleges support this, I say pull the plug on the American taxpayers' dollars going into that and let them sort it out. Let them do some fundraisers, figure out how to get their own money from that. We do see in one of these instances, and where was this at? This was in California. I think it was UCLA, University of Southern California, one of these, to where they had arrested somebody at this. They put them in the patrol car, and the patrol car was surrounded by dozens, if not hundreds, of people. This is what you would call giving in. The cops got out, let him out of the car, and turned him loose because they feared for their safety. Again, let me remind you where we are. America. U.S. of A. That happened here. Isn't that something else? Again, this is the history thing. I don't even think I can read that story this morning there. Also, as we look at people that apply for jobs. Now, let me just say this. If Harry Mayer was standing here today, Scotty Ray would not make a great salesman at Harry Mayer's because Harry is known as the finest dressed man in Meridian, Mississippi. I don't quite fit that. I wear a button down and a pair of blue jeans. Harry, on the other hand, is dressed to the nine. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Everywhere you see Harry, he looks great. Anybody that shops at Harry has that look like they've been to Harry Mayer. I say this because a woman is upset. She applied for a job at Target. She was turned down because of the way she looked. She is a OnlyFans star. And if you don't know what that means, Google it. I'm not going to go into all of that at this point. But she's heavily tattooed. Has piercings all over her. And Target says, you know, I just don't think you represent us. And they didn't hire, and she's mad. Now, there's other jobs that she would probably fit great at. There's nothing with that in a bar scene. I've seen it a lot on the beach. There's things that are sold at beaches that you can own your own company and make them be a millionaire out of. But don't force your opinions on others when it doesn't fit their what they do for their customers. That's just part of it. As again, I wouldn't make a banker and I wouldn't make a great guy down at Harry Mayer's. And I know this. She doesn't. I'll leave it at that. Y'all know how that is. Entitlement does come into play there in the back of your mind. It's just some small thoughts to think on. Maybe some of you don't even agree with that. You may not. But it's America. We can all agree to disagree, can't we? We can still get along. Up and coming, we'll get into this forecast, break it down so you know exactly what is coming. That's next, right here with the Scotty Ray Report.
Advanced Auto Glass by Joey can handle all your windshield repair and replacement needs. Service work is guaranteed and covered by warranty. Our technicians are professional, auto glass trained, and have over 100 years of combined experience. Advanced Auto Glass by Joey utilizes in-house calibrations for vehicle safety systems. Most insurances are accepted, and reliable mobile service is available in surrounding areas. Keep cars cool and secure with custom tinting, side mirror replacement, and Aquapel windshield wipers. There's one clear choice in auto glass repair. Advanced Auto Glass by Joey.
Philadelphia Gun and Pawn, located at 910 Posey Avenue, has tons of lawnmowers to choose from. A big selection of zero-turn lawnmowers, power washers, and even barbecue grills. Step inside the store and see their complete line of Liberty safes along with those Browning safes. A large selection of Louis Vuitton purses along with satin shirts and bead sets. And tons to choose from for the outdoorsman in your household. And always a great deal on any type of jewelry you're looking for. And a private lobby for pawns for your confidentiality. Philadelphia Gun and Pawn. Bob goes on to tell me that Harry would sell me a shirt. I think you're right. Get me all looking better there. As we welcome so many people joining us now, Ms. Barbara, how are you? Vicky joining us as well. Renee is in there. Ms. Terry Ray joins us from Philadelphia today. Let's get into the forecast now.
Your forecast is brought to you by EMEPA, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
As we see our record highs, it was 22. That's not that long ago. 2 years ago, it was high of 87 today. We have to go back some time to find this one. A little over 100 years ago, 1910, it was cold. It was 32 degrees today, right at the freezing degree mark there. Whew, chilly it was. As we look at that forecast across the Meridian area, should be 83 through most of the county. As we go west, we'll still see that there in Newton County, and northward into Neshoba, about a degree cooler there in Kemper County as well, 82. And by the time we make it all the way to Columbus Air Force Base, you'll see that up around Mississippi State, it will be cooler because it will be showers in this general direction. With a high of 79 there in Columbus. As we go to the river, we'll see Greenwood at 79. As we make it all the way down to Natchez, it'll be warmer, 84 as you make it to the big bridge there in Natchez. As we go east, we see that Demopolis sees 83 today. Even Tuscaloosa should see the same. A little bit cooler in Birmingham if you've got to travel 20 towards 65 today. 81 there. Now, as we look across this, don't forget as we start forecasting what's coming up, no rain mentioned, but it's going to be windy on Saturday, which means several things. Don't burn. Don't do anything like that. It's a great day to hang your clothes out on a clothesline. We can say that. Or to fly a kite. Don't burn. Things of that nature, it won't work out well. Could have gusts of 30 to 40 miles an hour on Saturday. Be ready for that. As we move on this, look at this forecast. We're above average with a heat wave for this time of year. Into the 80s, we are, as we look at the seven-day forecast. Here we are today at 83. Tomorrow, we'll end the week, Friday, at 86. Saturday, kind of perfect there, 84, but again, breezy. As we get into Sunday, we should see 84 as well. And our biggest chance of rain rolls in there on Monday with a 40% chance of showers and decreasing to 30% chance on Tuesday. And as that rain moves out of the forecast, we see that the highs jump back to 87. By next Wednesday, it'll be warm there. Nighttime lows are pretty much the same. We're going to see 60-degree weather at night. As we look at our forecast through May the 9th, the month is flying already into May. We'll see that we have chance of showers there on the 4th. Partly cloudy skies for the most part, but we're tapping 89 several days in this. So it's warming up pretty quickly there. As we go to Chet's Paint and Body, what's happening with the fishing world? Where your major time to fish is going to be around 2 o'clock this afternoon. Should be good till about 4:15-ish. I'll get there a little bit before, about 1:30, get set up, get your boat. Maybe you're on the bank, whatever the way it is. Do some great fishing there. Wind's going to be calm southeast around 5 miles an hour today. So kind of perfect weather to get out and fish and enjoy yourself. Now, a little bit of fog popping up this morning. Let's pull up radar and let me show you what we do have as we look at radar across here. I have gotten some areas of fog this morning. Let me pull this up and show you here, especially to the south and east. Doesn't mean that it's not heavy in areas of Lauderdale County, but we'll see here eastern as we go out toward Wynot. If you're traveling Highway 19 this morning, that's going to be thick there from about Rodney is all the way to Southeast School. The further you get into Bama, y'all look at this, Butler, Alabama, down to Gilbertown, Silas, Highway 17, Coffeyville, all of these areas, it's at that level 3 of you can't see. It's thick in Alabama. As we go west here across Clark County, a good bit of fog this morning, and even heavier as you get into Jasper County as you're getting ready to make your way toward from Rose Hill to Meridian. It's going to be some areas of pretty thick fog, even down to Raleigh and those areas there, Montrose. Y'all watch this as we got fog in the area, which means, again, headlights on low beam, don't speed, and be cautious anytime that you have to cross a four-lane road in front of other cars in thick fog. You just can't see them, and it can be on you in the blink of an eye. Stay in that right lane on four lanes. Don't ride in the left. Let's be safe today. We're getting near the top of the hour, already 10 till, which means we'll be back in just a few minutes. 5 till, we'll go back live to bring you the morning show. Odie's here. He's got his boots all cleaned up. He's got a cup of coffee. That man's ready. He stayed up half night preparing for this.
That's right.
He's ready. Join us, won't you? It begins at 7. We'd love to have you a part of it. You're the only thing missing. We'll see you back in just a moment.
The Scotty Ray Report is brought to you by our following partners.